With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A delay in the trial of the man charged with trying to assassinate President-elect Trump at Mr. Trump's South Florida golf club several months ago.
Ryan Root's trial will begin next September 8th instead of this upcoming February 10th, as was scheduled. That's according to an order from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon earlier this week. An early February deadline remains, however, for the defense to indicate its intention to pursue an insanity defense. The 58-year-old Hawaii resident has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. Separately, Florida authorities are pursuing a criminal case against him for allegedly seriously injuring a 6-year-old girl in a car crash while fleeing the scene. George Williams reporting.
Remnants of forces loyal to ousted Syrian dictator Assad have gone on the attack. The new government in Damascus says more than a dozen of its fighters have been killed in battles with Assad partisans. Israel's military says one of its latest airstrikes on Gaza targeted terrorists, although the Palestinians claim the attack killed 5 journalists near a hospital. Hamas and Hezbollah far from the only terrorist groups that are actively hostile to the Jewish state.
Iran-backed Houthi rebels launched a ballistic missile at Israel overnight on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, sending millions of Israelis into bomb shelters in the middle of the night for the second night in a row. Though the missile was intercepted by Israel's defenses outside domestic airspace, pieces of shrapnel fell on Israeli cities below. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, has threatened to target Houthi leaders in the next wave of attacks. The Houthis were removed from the terror group watch list by the Biden administration after Biden took office in 2021. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment held steady last week, 219,000 claims filed. Wall Street, the Dow down 130 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom expert calls out mainstream journalism.
By every measure, persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse by the year. But that fact rarely appears in reporting by major news media outlets. So says Dr. Greg Cochran of International Christian Concern, who goes on to say, quote, Western media, as a general rule, report the news confidently while remaining largely ignorant of the scope of the Christian persecution problem. He says Christian media must do more to fill the gap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservators have uncovered 8 angels in a historic Boston church that played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War. The angels are painted in the early 1700s, but covered over in 1912, part of a renovation of the Old North Church. Inspired by research showing the existence of at least 20 angels, conservators for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that covered 8 of them on the balcony's arches in the church sanctuary. This is SRN News. A grim discovery on the tarmac.
Officials say Maui police are investigating the discovery of a dead body in a wheel well of a United Airlines plane after it landed in Maui. The body was found in the wheel well of one of the main landing gears on Flight 202, which arrived at the airport from Chicago on Tuesday. United Airlines said the wheel well of the Boeing 787-10 was only accessible from the outside of the aircraft, and it was unclear how or when the person accessed it. In an emailed statement, the Maui Police Department said it was, quote, actively investigating the discovery of the dead body. I'm Shelley Adler.
A man accused of a knife attack on a man and a woman in Manhattan's Grand Central Station faces assault and menacing charges. New York Mayor Eric Adams says the attacker has a history of mental illness. The two victims hospitalized in stable condition. More details at SRNNews.com.